Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Front Office Report with the Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow. And the Front Office Report is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I am good. Good morning. Quick turnaround from last night to today.
So. Yeah, well, I'm sure it's a much easier turnaround given the win in 10 innings. Magic number down to 8. What are you looking for down the stretch right in here as you're preparing, I'm sure, scouting for the playoffs, but wanting to make sure you get in before that happens?
Yeah, I think the most important thing that we can do is keep the focus on the day-to-day. You talk in the offseason about building a roster that's capable of making the postseason and a deep postseason run, and we talk about playing meaningful games in September, and now that we're in the midst of it, there's a ton of energy and enthusiasm around the park. It's a fun place to show up at every day. But I think from my perspective, the coaching staff, the players, it's the focus on what we have to do and how we can execute today to win the game.
And, you know, we do a lot of this, you know, what's a successful season? Is just making the playoffs enough? Where do you stand on, how do you gauge the season when it comes to your role as the baseball czar for the organization? Is it just making the playoffs? Is it, you know, advancing a series? How do you gauge what would be a successful season for the Red Sox?
Yeah, I think you have to go back to our stated goals. And, you know, we tried to build a roster that we felt could compete for the division, could make the postseason, and was capable of a deep postseason run. We can look at our record today and say our record in 2025 is going to be an improvement relative to 2024, but that's not what our goals were. So, I think we need to finish strong here. We need to make the postseason, and we should prime ourselves for a deep postseason run.
Craig, when you look at finishing strong, you guys ultimately have kind of backed yourself into a corner a little bit because of some of, you know, earlier series that I think, you know, a lot of us expected you to win. I think Arizona was one of them. I forget the other one that we had talked about. Obviously, the Yankees series and that. How what's the message been to that team as far as, you know, like being backed in a corner right now?
Yeah, well, we can't go back and win the games that that we lost. But in the moment, you always think about, man, this one hurts, or this was a very winnable game, and you hope that you're not looking back at the end of the season and thinking that you're a game away or two games away from being where you want to be. But in terms of backing ourselves into a corner, I'm not sure that that's the way the players or the staff see it. For two reasons. One is because this is a group that has overcome a ton of adversity and challenges and has shown a ton of resilience, whether that's injuries, guys, important pieces being out for lengthy periods of time. And then the other is because I think that could force you to lose sight of the small things that you need to do to execute, in order to win. And we've had chances to to win a lot of the games that you just brought up. We've had traffic on the bases. We've had some good at-bats to put ourselves in position to score runs. And what we haven't done is, you know, gotten the big hit or put the ball in play to get a run across the board. Fortunately, we were able to do that last night, but I think that focus on execution is where we should be spending our time.
Craig, the return of Willy Abreu seems to keep getting pushed. Is this just a precaution to make sure he's fully ready to come back? Is it the timing of where you're at in the season, or is he facing setbacks?
He's not facing setbacks. I think we're trying to exercise the right amount of caution, but also recognize where we are in the season and the importance of getting him back and what he means in our lineup. You know, the second that we can write his name into the middle of our lineup, we give ourselves a guy that can hit the ball out of the park, is capable of 25 to 30 home run potential. But Cavs are, they're fickle. And it seems like, we've been in this kind of day to day period for a few weeks now. But he's making pretty steady progress. He's had some aggressive base running and swings earlier in the week. And, we want to make sure that when he comes back, he's capable of helping us and contributing.
Craig, I know we spoke with you, or I asked you a couple weeks ago about the rotation, balancing, getting guys ready for the wild card round or the first round of the playoffs, as opposed to pursuing the division championship and getting seeding. Has your mindset shifted at all? Is it all about getting, you know, Crochet the ample amount of rest ready for that first playoff game? Or is it, you know, still trying to win every game you can right now?
Yeah, I think right now, as kind of dictated by the way that we've mapped out the rotation, we've got to win these games. We've got to get ourselves in before we worry about how we're set up once we're there. And getting guys on regular rest, and making sure that the top of our rotation is touching the ball as many times as possible, in this last week and a half is really important. And then we'll figure out how we can buy ourselves some rest. We've got, some off days coming up that we'll be able to take advantage of. If we need to keep somebody short, we can always do that. But the way that Connolly has stepped into the rotation also gives us quite a bit of optimism and confidence for how we're going to stack up no matter how the rotation falls.
And you brought up Connolly early, got taken out early, no pun intended, with 80 pitches. Is that another case where you're telling Cora that you need to take him out here? We're at this pitch limit, how did that work that night?
Yeah, so Alex, Andrew, and I, alongside medical staff, we're always talking about workloads and what we think guys are capable of, and then Alex, Andrew, and I will talk through some different scenarios and strategies before the game happens. But I think we all have been doing this long enough to recognize that a game is fluid, and once the game starts, like, the manager has the ability to make in-game decisions. And Alex felt like there was an opportunity to create a good matchup with Weiss. It didn't work out, but if it had, then we would have all been, you know, applauding that. And so, I think we saw last night Alex handle the bullpen management deftly and put ourselves in a really good position to win.
Just quickly on that, though. So in the playoffs, if you are to get there, you know, does the analytics play a bigger role, or do you give it more to the field given the short sample size of each of these series and the must-win nature of those games?
I think the way that I see this is, you know, the job of the front office, the analysts, is to try to provide our staff with as much information as we can, recognizing that, you know, once the first pitch is thrown, it's on the field staff to make decisions. And, you know, Alex has done a really good job with that, marrying the information that we're able to work through and provide together with recognizing that there are things that come up in games that force you to make real-time adjustments. And, sometimes we talk through those once the game is over, and we have really productive conversations just about, you know, some of the things that came up and how we react to them. But ultimately, I've got a ton of confidence in Alex's in-game decision-making.
Craig, when you look at your team, where is Roman Anthony as far as maybe somebody that you could see playing in the postseason? Obviously, if you guys get there, what's his status looking like?
Yeah, so he's making progress, albeit slow but steady progress, just in terms of the symptoms subsiding, feeling a lot more comfortable, activity ramping up. I know a lot has been made of his walks over the last few days. But I think there's also been a noticeable shift just in the way that Roman is thinking about the injury and thinking about his timeline, and he is committed doing everything he possibly can to getting back on the field. And obviously that's only going to be a boom to what we're trying to do here.
Craig, Curtis brought up Connolly early and then Kyle Harrison, Peyton Tolley being put into the bullpen. What do you see as the future for him? Because his first outing was so great and then things kind of fell off. What's the future look like for Peyton Tolley?
Yes, we still have a ton of confidence in his ability to be an impact major league starting pitcher. This is a situation where we're trying to give ourselves the best chance of winning every game possible. And Connolly, kind of has the true starter mix right now. I think we've seen that manifest over his two starts. And Kyle Harrison is, he's pitched as a starter in the big leagues. and some of the additions to his repertoire, we feel like will give him the ability to navigate a lineup a few times. And Peyton's just got, this big fastball that we think can play really well out of the pen and not just cover innings, but actually, be a weapon and provide real impact out of the pen. So that's what went into those decisions.
What did you take from Cora's comments recently saying he wants to stop all the talk about October?
Yeah, I mean, the way that I took that was as the manager, he needs to be consumed with the day-to-day and the focus on preparing for tonight's game to give ourselves the best chance possible to win it. So I think that a lot was made out of that, and was this questioning kind of the confidence in the team or any of that. And I just look at that as, what is the role of the manager? And it's prepare our players to play as well as they can every single day. And if you're thinking about a week from now or 2 weeks from now, it's going to be really hard to focus on the present.
Craig, that's very interesting because I would agree that the moment you're in is for the managers and the players to focus on that. But for somebody in the front office like yourself, you have to not only think about the present, but you also have to think about the future. When you look at this team, and whether it's you or Cora talking about the young talent that you have, can we expect as fans for you guys to be super aggressive in the offseason, knowing that you have this young talent and you want to bolster this, bolster this team with adding some pieces and being very aggressive?
Yeah, so I think going back to that first comment that the manager is thinking about the present and the day-to-day, and my job is to try to balance the short-term with the long-term. Like, I think that's exactly right, and I've talked a lot about how Alex and I have different jobs and we need to complement each other. But now in terms of what, the off season, what the future holds, I do think that the outlook for this organization is incredibly positive. We can see kind of the brand of baseball that we're looking to play, this exciting, young, athletic, dynamic group that should be cornerstones for a really long time. And our job in the front office is to supplement that group with talent that can help us, put us over the edge. So we're going to explore every opportunity to bolster the roster, to improve, because we believe like our window of contention is upon us right now.
All right, Craig. Well, Greg will be back next week, and he just wants to know when you guys clinch, which bar to go to. So you can just pass that along to Ken or someone. We'll figure that out. But good luck today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Craig Breslow. He's going to party like a rock star when they clinch. He's going to have three Zimas.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see those photos.
Who do you think gets drunker off of less booze, Ken or Craig?
Oh, it's Ken.
Yeah.
That's true.
I bet Craig is like a secret, really fun guy to go out with.
I think that you've never had a worse guest.
No, I really do. I really do.
Could
like,
be one of those.
Yes.
Like,
really lets loose.
See, it's comes off to me as a big IPA guy, which is why he can drink a few beers compared to Ken, who barely drinks at all.
It's Ken's like fun.
It's like work.
Stop it, Courtney.
Yes.
He gets buzzed off of like two Miller Lights.
I know. That's
it's
fun.
Like front office Craig versus potty Craig.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa,
yeah.
Right.
Like World Series parade. Oof. Duck boats him like chugging beers.
He's gonna be chucking beer cans at people. It'll be amazing. Well, thank you for that, Craig Breslow. I think we've all gotten informed about the state of the Sox. We will have Hill Notes, but first, here's Courtney with what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. It took 10 innings, but the Sox take the second matchup with the A's, a 5-4 walk-off win. Alex Cora gave an update on Willier Abreu before the game last night, saying Abreu will not be playing this evening, but he is still on the road to return. Another one with the A's today, 1:35 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. And the Bruins take the ice for the first time of training camp today. Training camp started yesterday. David Pastrnak will not be participating as he's dealing with tendonitis. And drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Your Hill Notes coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are 30 minutes away from the Jones and Keefe. Will they be at Fenway today for the...
I don't believe so. I'm not sure, though.
Okay. Well, I didn't see Ken. Usually he's here. Unless
Ken is down at Fenway. I know that for a fact.
Well, talk about a great Thursday. No Ken. Bing, bang, boom. Jones and Keefe will be on in 30 minutes. And I just wanted to let you all know that we're live on Twitch. And we're brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. Diamonds, watches, necklaces, earrings. If you're in the market for something special, especially diamonds, please reach out to our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The best selection at the best prices, springersjewelers.com. And that guest we had was really good on the, what was that engagement ring talk we were talking? The Springer's Jewelers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Kelsey
yes.
engagement
yep.
to Taylor Swift. And let's open up that window world of Boston weather window, if we can.
Sorry, hold on, that's my fault.
Nope, it's totally fine. I blame Jackson.
Totally exit out. No, it's not Jackson's fault. Okay. He's doing a great job today.
All right, Jack, what's it looking like?
I was about to have to harness my inner guy from Police Academy and do some sound effects, but I didn't. So it's 65 right now, cloudy, but the skies are going to clear out. It's going to be nice today, and if you have a tea time schedule, keep it, because it's going to be very sunny around 3 o'clock and a clear up and around 78 to 80.
All right. Our own Bruce Schwegler, Jackson Burns. Thank you, sir. Jones and Keefe will be at Fenway Park at
yes.
10. We were talking about Ken being a loser and not fun and Breslow not being a party animal. If we had to do a Mount Rushmore, we love a Mount Rushmore, of the biggest drinkers in Boston sports history, like party dudes, who would you have? So we got to be LB, rest in peace.
All right.
Maybe Mike Napoli.
Gronk?
Gronk.
Gronk would definitely be on there.
We could see who's like all-time
Google it.
Party booze bag.
That would have a good time.
Bruins? Maybe Camille?
Let's go!
I don't know. That was...
I would like to drink with Marchand.
Oh.
Isn't like, pasta killer. Fun? I heard pasta can Pasta's, have a good time.
Yeah.
Pasta does look like a good time.
Yeah.
They're almost always hockey players. Hockey players feel like are the biggest work hard, time. Play hard.
Did we mention Napoli?
No, yes, that was my meatball Napoli.
Hal Gill,
but he never was on a team that won anything.
Oh, that's
stiff. I would probably say Gronk, LB, Napoli, and
Brady's up there.
Brady.
He's definitely
He's
up
fun.
There. Brady is fun.
To drink
with? Did you not see him in Tampa?
Ty Law. How can we forget him?
Oh, Ty Law. Oh, Corvus himself. A lot of nominations for Wade Boggs. Yeah, he had 30 beers. I've never understood that. Like, believe me, I judge nobody and they're drinking. I gallons of gin is not good for you. But I've never understood, like, the 30-pack of beer thing. Don't you feel awful?
Phil, I would think you would. I don't know. My uncle did it
you
for, like,
big dummy.
40 years. So... 30 racks like they were going out of business. Some people can just drink beer and it doesn't give... It,
that'll be me in a couple weeks.
All right. It
don't
doesn't
you just
get
feel
that,
like weighed down?
Yeah, I feel like I get bloated after a while. I don't know how people do it. But. Like
I always, and I this is a testament, I guess, to not having some type of problem. I feel very blessed that I don't have any type of drinking problem, but I always knew if I had enough and like my body wouldn't let me drink to blackout.
Yeah.
Which is great.
But the beer thing
my body
is,
was the opposite.
The beer thing is like I don't need to drink a ton of beers to
Papelbon, great one.
Yeah, Pap would be a good one to feel bloated.
Yeah.
Liquor doesn't like, you know, you don't get that feeling from liquor. Like you don't get that bloated feeling.
Not the bloated, but I could tell when I was off my rocker.
Yeah, all that you could tell.
No, I'm not talking about buzz. I'm talking about like that just bloat. Feeling like if I want to get drunk and go out. I don't want to have that 12 beers.
Yeah.
And I just like the taste of beer.
So, but if you're if you're a big beer drinker, Sean,
it's not a man thing.
There are a few beers that I like the taste
of. Yeah, but not
of.
The taste.
Just Miller Lite.
Sean, if you're a big beer drinker, when I say, what's the most beers that you put down at one time?
I can tell you in approximately a week and a half, maybe I think it's
no,
two
like
weeks
in
late.
A night.
No, I know. I'm telling you that I will probably put down like 20
in a night.
It's a day, but yeah.
All right. So do you not get?
I don't really go out at night very much.
Well,
anymore.
But I'm saying, do you not feel like get that bloated feeling?
No.
All right. No, that's why I would ask beer drinkers if they don't.
I did it once when we were my parents were out of town and it was like the Army Navy December 7th day game, and I had a 30-pack over the course of an entire day. I didn't feel great, but it was like if you're drinking at 10 a.m., then
but that's
like,
over like
that's
maybe
a long day. But it's not like sitting at like going out. If I'm pregame and I'm going out and I would have beers, I would feel like crap.
Yeah, I would get bloated.
Yeah,
generally because I usually drink my beers after like you know men's hockey league night.
Yeah,
and after about four or five of them, I start to feel that bloated feeling where if I drink just like. You know, a glass of
on the rocks.
Vodka or something, or on the rocks. I don't feel that way. So, but that's why I asked Shime. I'm not.
Yeah, we're gearing up for a big beer dye tournament coming up, Wiggy. So we got you gotta pace yourself throughout the day.
Maybe you guys are just you know used to it, and you don't feel that feeling. So,
Well, make sure that Cambridge School of Weston soccer team staying away from the Suds. They need to turn it around.
Yeah, don't worry. We're on top of that, Curtis.
All right. Well, Shimer, I think we're ready for some Hill Notes.
It's electric.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Oh, good morning, Chime. Sucks that you don't like Metallica, but you're starting to regain a little bit of faith in your listeners by putting on some Nirvana, so we love you, buddy. You nerd.
All right, there you go. Nirvana's big, man. You can always bounce back from that.
Amen.
I just expect people to
people
get really
love
mad
Nirvana.
At me.
Curtis, I'm absolutely dying right now thinking about Bill dancing on live TV with that mean, scrub-looking, miserable mug he has. Oh, disgusting, but so great at the same time.
How great would that have been? Bill Belichick on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, because apparently they ask the contestants to bring like their most influential people to come sit in the audience. Mm-hmm. And it's week after week where they're expected to fill those seats. So just thinking of Bill sitting in that.
Right. Of all the shocking things of the new Bill, the most shocking outside of the moth cut sweatshirt was that he drove to Maine to the Miss Maine pageant sitting in the front row.
He's supporting his gal.
Shocking.
That was shocking. But the Superman pose the airplane and the mermaid. Oh. That's kind of, I don't know, those are classic,
that's
Bill.
True.
Nice to hear Curtis be decent to our different friend, Jackson. Maybe it's a trend.
What?
All right.
No problem.
You said you spoke different to Jackson.
I think Jackson deserves our respect.
He's doing a great job.
Amen.
Curtis here. I say about 3-4 words, and then I go, I don't even know why I keep doing it, but I'm surprised nobody even said anything about it. But
we all got our little quirks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good call.
Let's get to Wiggy.
Good morning, Jerome. So you keep saying that your mother used to say this and your mother used to say that.
Yep.
Did your mother ever say, Jerome, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth. Maybe you should listen more and talk less. Just saying.
No, my mother used to say the opposite. Speak up so people can hear you.
Yeah.
She used to say that because she said a closed mouth don't get fed.
True.
So that means if you're quiet and you're in the background, you ain't getting nothing out of just sitting there.
I think that's one of my favorite parts of this program is the phrases that Wiggy's mom used to tell him. I'm trying to compile all of them because I think mm-hmm. it's a lot of good wisdom.
Yeah.
I feel like you should write a book about all your notes from your mom.
You know.
No, that's it?
Okay. No. I didn't know if you were going to something else. I'd say she imparted a lot of wisdom on me, but she was, you know, she was an Italian woman that had a rough edge, and I don't know if I could drop a lot of F-bombs in the book and people are going to read it.
Did you think a lot about your mom during Waterboy? Bobby Boucher, mama said.
Yeah. It
like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, because you'd have to
know what you can get.
You'd have to know that, you know, we miss Doreen. We call her Arena. You'd have to know her. She was, you know, she was out there. She was a different breed. Let me just tell you that.
But she loved you.
Oh, yeah. She would have. They tried to get her one time and make it sound like they were the police calling to find out where I was. And that my mother was like, oh, he was with me.
Yep.
She was like one of those. So, like, I would say this. If I did ever go down that road, which I would never do, if I ever killed somebody, my mother would be like, yeah, my son was with me the whole night. You must have the wrong guy.
I have a new segment we could do. Ready? We're going to get Jackson deputized by Mayor Wu for a day to be the bike lane patrol. And we'll send him out to Boston. And anybody he sees breaking the law, he will give him a little hat, little flashy light. Get him out there. Get him, Jackson. Get him.
So Ken had the idea of putting me in a bike lane for the whole show.
Yes.
I'm going to do the one. If we do it, it's just right down the street. I'm going to park my ass there. You guys are going to be shocked at how spacious the bike lane is. It's not just a bike lane. They have cushion of 3 feet on either side.
Also, like, who's biking over there?
Where are you going?
Right.
No.
It's not a residential area.
They're useless. Is that the one that, like, leads to the Mass Pike or goes past the Mass Pike?
Well, Western Ave does that, too.
Which is insane. You're not supposed to take your bike on the highway.
Right. There's a crosswalk at the Mass Pike entry point for bikes.
It's so dumb.
Why is the whole Tom Brady thing even being discussed? They put up 9 points with him in the booth. It should be a nothing burger.
Correct.
So true. It's so weird. NH Ski Guy, Curtis's mom would dime him out in a heartbeat. What a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's true. You got me. What a bizarre thing to write.
I don't understand why anybody.
It's so weird. There's such an illness. Go outside.
Curtis, that'll do it today for Hill Notes. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
All right, we're going to wrap up this puppy dog, and we're going to get you ready for Jones and Keefe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next. All right, wrapping up the Greg Hill Show. Greg enjoying his time in Woodstock, Vermont. He'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Splane, the linebacker, electric at 7:30 tomorrow. We'll have, what else do we have tomorrow? Just Greg back. Oh, we'll have maybe an influencer at 9.
Beat the Geek?
Beat the Geek. I'll work on that today.
Yeah, we got to find one.
Got to find a geek that can, get an influencer that can beat our geek.
You want to put out the bat signal?
Yeah.
Let's put out the bat signal.
Everybody's
Bean Shooter.
Scared after my dominating week
Money.
Last week.
Brasciutto Poppy. Mike D's. Hit me up. Hit me up so we can beat the geek. We'll put out the bat signal.
And we'll pay
Johnny Bart.
Johnny Bart?
Mm-hmm.
He's a big timer.
Ma Dukes, if she was still alive, she would have challenged you. But,
I'd
you
take
know,
her on.
You know.
Well. You never know. Day ain't over. Jones is at Fenway Park with Ken Laird. Hey, Adam.
Oh, hello. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. So I talked to you briefly in between our shows yesterday. So you were on Twitter over the weekend and or even whatever night it was this week talking about how if this team were not to make the playoffs, Alex Cora absolutely would be on the chopping block. Doesn't mean he'd be gone, but would be talked about. And Lou said that you don't even believe that. I couldn't believe that from Lou. If the team, obviously they have a 90% chance of making the playoffs now, but if they don't make the playoffs, the manager would absolutely be on the line, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if John Henry would move on or not, but he should be. And so that was kind of my stance. You know, I don't really dabble in the beefs like my co-host does. That's more Rich Keefe territory. Right. But yeah, Lou called it a dumb comment, which I don't think that's a foolish thing to look at the manager if they collapse. And by the way, I don't think they're going to collapse. I was a little nervous watching last night, but I don't think they're going to collapse. I don't think they're going to miss the postseason. If they get in, I'm not going to be gung-ho about firing the manager. But the thing that's amusing about last night, I think Cora had a good night. But I also have called out Cora for what he did the night before when he pulled Connolly early. And what I think a lot of the Cora defenders want to do is when he has a good night, they'll thump their chest like last night. I saw a lot of this last night. Carrabas, they did Section 10 night. You know, Lou was part of that crew. Oh, good night for Cora. I guess the fire Cora people are pretty quiet. Well, Cora had a good night. I can say it. When he has a bad night, I feel like it's just, oh, well, that was Breslow's call, and Breslow actually did that, and it wasn't actually what do you think? The manager makes that call in this day? Don't you understand how baseball ops works and how the analytics work? So that to me is just frustrating with the whole Cora decision. Nothing is his fault. And then when something goes right, we also got to give him credit. I think that's unfair.
It's unprecedented in Boston sports history in my lifetime, right, where there's a manager of the Red Sox that gets all the credit when things work out, but none of the blame when it doesn't. It's just bizarre.
Not even a manager, just the coach in general. If he was any other coach for the Celtics, he would have been gone. Bruins, gone. Yep. Patriots, gone. But I agree with Jones. I have been saying this since day one, that we need to look more at Cora. His second halves, and I had a lead, Jones, before his second half of the seasons, like his look at his record in second halves of after the post All-Star break, horrible. And that's what generally when his team falls apart.
Yeah. With the August have been bad, September's aren't much better. Mm-hmm. And look, he has some challenges. No Roman Anthony is massive. He had to, and I think this was good for the team, but he had to tiptoe through the Devers trade. He was without Bregman for a while, so I think he's done some good things. and he's had some challenges this year, but like people act like there's nothing on the roster after Roman Anthony. Alex Bregman is not hitting, but that's an all-star who people think is going to opt out and make $200 million. He has three of the top 10 pitchers in the American League, at least entering last night, based on ERA. Crochet is three, Bayo's eight or nine, and Giolito is in the top 10. So he has an all-star closer. He has a lights-out setup guy who he leaned on last night, to his credit, in Garrett Whitlock, who got four outs. So he has Trevor Story, who hadn't been thrown out until last night, having his best year in Boston. So people act like there's nothing left after Roman Anthony as an excuse for Cora, which I think is silly.
Yeah, I feel like it is a it's as I said, it's just unprecedented. And I talked to Breslow about the 80 pitches in early, and you know, it's at some point I think they're going to have to get, you know, Cora's going to be in the playoffs. I would hope that Cora's in charge with less analytics involved, but we'll see. What do you think this weekend at Gillette? You looking forward to a early thoughts Steelers Pats? You think the Pats come up big on Sunday there, Jonesy?
I have a Pats win. I know Keith has a Pats win.
Really?
I feel better
both
about,
of you?
Yeah, I feel better about the Gonzalez stuff yesterday. Like, I was very, very, this might shock you, doom and gloom, about the Gonzo updates that we had seen or lack of updates. Then he was on Good Morning Football, which I thought was an odd exchange, but it was promising that he was made available. He talked yesterday. Vrabel told us he was going to be on the field. He was on the field in limited capacity. We don't know how much he's going to do, but if he's out there, I feel even more bullish about a win on Sunday.
One of my favorite segments you guys have done, I listen every day, was with Jeremy Piven yesterday. And when you asked Jeremy about whether or not he'd rather be invisible or have the ability to fly. Now, he said this means that you're like a criminal. But
if you want to be invisible, he called, yeah, a creeper is what he
right.
said. Yeah,
I
yeah,
want
yeah.
to be invisible. I really? Love, oh my God.
Can you go from invisibility?
No.
So that's it. So you're always
locked
invisible.
In on one. No. Yeah. You can, I'm
no,
sorry.
Invisible to invisible. Yeah. Right, okay.
It's like the invisibility cloak.
Okay.
Yes,
but you can't go
Courtney.
From, I want to fly today. I want right. to be invisible tomorrow. You
no,
have to
give
pick
me
one.
Give me flying all day. The ability to fly, man, you can't beat that.
I
get you can walk in a bank. But guess what? The money won't go through the wall, so you're kind of screwed there.
Right.
That's true. Just a bunch of money floating around is pretty incriminating.
What did you go
That's
with,
true.
Jones? I don't remember.
Oh, I went with the power to fly. I didn't answer this yesterday, but Keith did a good job peppering Jeremy. He came in right in the middle of Would You Rather. He was running a touch late. He was a busy man yesterday. So he came in right in the middle of Would You Rathers, and so Keith peppered him with a bunch that we had done over the last year plus. Vampire Werewolf, Invisible Flight. Would you rather be hot or cold? Things like that. So we had answered them all in the past. I chose flight, though. Yeah.
So we had Jeremy in years ago, right when the Greg Hill Show launched on EEI, 6 years ago. And he came in, and it was off a red eye, and he was wobbly. And so we go down, and this is back when we had the not just the vending machine. You could just grab anything. He's like grabbing six bags of chips.
Oh. He needed the power of invisibility to go in there and sneak out.
I'm
some
telling
snacks.
You this right now. He had eight bags of chips, and I'm not kidding, without even blinking an eye. And then we did the segment, and he grabbed another bag for good measure and just said, nice. Thanks, and left. I was like, what a time.
A legend, nice. Though.
But he thinks very highly of himself, saying he was in 40 movies before 40.
Oh, yeah. He's got quite an extensive IMDb page. He certainly let us know about it. But no, I thought yesterday was a fun little change up to get his insight. Keith is good at that stuff too. He watches. I think about watching a lot of stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I go, ooh, maybe I should watch this. Maybe I'll think about watching that. Then I just watch the Red Sox instead. So Keith is, you know, much more familiar with his catalog. I thought he did a good job.
He's got a new
asked him about some deeper cuts.
Yeah, he's got a new dinosaur movie coming
Primitive
out.
Primitive War.
Yeah, ooh. It's like set in like Vietnam or era there, and it's like dinosaurs. I mean, he was good in Smoking Aces. He's one of those actors that he's been around and he's been in a ton of movies.
And he's been in like everything from Spy Kids to like Old School.
But
like
he's never the leading man. He's like that other guy. Who's the other actor?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Al Pacino.
No.
Denzel Washington.
No,
River Phoenix.
River Phoenix.
No. The little short.
Joel McHale.
No, man. Why
Hannah
am I
Montana.
Drawing a blank?
Martin Short.
No, let me get to his movie. Oh, man. Did you ever see the movie Straight Outta Compton? He played Jerry Heller.
Jerry Heller.
He played the Easy's manager.
I get it now. He is just like that. Yes, you nailed it. Yeah.
No.
By
no.
the way, I have a homework assignment for everybody. If you haven't seen PCU, watch it tonight.
It doesn't stream. We looked this up yesterday. It's not streaming anywhere.
What?
Yeah.
That movie was brilliant, way ahead of its time. When they chucked the meatball, the meatballs at the vegans at campus, that was so fun. Anyway.
Well, so, no, we got a text in the middle of the show that, hey, PCU doesn't stream anywhere. So I always trust the text line, but Keith fact checked it. And yeah, it's not streaming anywhere as of right now. So you got to go get yourself a DVD or a VHS to watch it. Or time it outright on Comedy Central.
Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti.
Yes, he's like that's another guy who's been in a million movies. But
I'm not going to drink that thing Merlot.
But they're never the leading man or the main character. Like, that's right. Who Jeremy Piven is. It's a good get, though.
Paul Giamatti was the leading man in Billions, wasn't he?
Was that the TV show?
On Showtime.
Oh, was he? I don't know. I never saw Billions. But I feel like movies-wise.
Yeah, he was one of the stars.
Yeah.
All right, like,
yeah.
I feel like movies-wise, he's always like kind of that, you know, the other actor. Yeah. So,
and
he's been in a ton of movies.
You could say the same thing about Jeremy Piven's in Entourage. Like, he was a star of Entourage, but he wasn't the star.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Quick note, Bills minus 12.5 tonight. Take it to the bank. Dominating the Dolphins Thursday Night Football. Blowout city.
Josh Allen in 14 games against Miami has thrown 37 touchdowns.
Yeah, there it is. Well, Jones and Keefe coming up next live from Fenway Park. Thank you, Jones. And
all right, real quick. We mentioned stars. We have Brad Foe on every Thursday. We're going to be joined by the one and only Hogdale at high noon.
We're very
excited to do that.
Hell
live.
Yeah.
Live.
I love
live
it. I
in
saw him
studio
at Fenway.
Today.
He seemed to be having a blast.
He seems like he's having a good time, so we'll talk to him at high noon.
Make sure Ken gives him some distance. I could see him being obsessed.
I hate watching this team right now.
Jones and Keefe next. Thanks, Jones. Greg Hill will be back tomorrow. Wiggy, Courtney, Shime, Jackson, thank you so much. Enjoy your Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.